Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sometimes I have a tendency to mumble, have a tendency to peter off at the end of my sentences. So if you would just be kind and just do this, then I will know I have just done that. I'm just moving my papers around now so I don't have to do it as we progress. thank you so much for having me here to talk about the Meadville Neighborhood Center. And it is possible that I'm speaking to a group of people who are, in terms of knowing what it is, quite uneven. Maybe some of you know what it is quite well, and some have never heard of it. So I will try to be comprehensive about it, and if for those who know that I'm repeating, bear with me. It's interesting looking back how this came about, the whole idea of the Meadville Neighborhood Center. And some of you may or may not know, I had taught at Allegheny for quite a while, and when I retired from it, it was within the first month that the Meadville Neighborhood Center gave birth to its board. And I guess I was freshly retired, they thought I had time. So next thing I knew, I've been involved with it since its inception, since the board's inception 4 years ago. let me just say this first. It really is a safe place that we want to create for people to come, especially for the youth, to come and be part of a bigger whole and be part of a place where you nurture relationship. Now, some people who come, at the beginning, we didn't envision exactly how it would look. But some people we could imagine would come because they had needs, and some would come because they have things to offer. And often in life, I have found that to always be the case both ways. If you think you're going to a place because you have something to offer, you'll be surprised how soon you realize you also had a lot of needs. The other way around, you went to some place because you have a lot of needs, and you'd be surprised how much you were able to offer. And so this shuttle trip is really what human relationship is all about. So with the Meadville Neighborhood Center in mind, we have found out from town and from a lot of, particularly youth, they wanted a place to be, to have this exact thing that I talk about, so that they can just go and feel that they are safe, they're not going to be invaded, or their privacy about what they believe in, and so on and so forth. At the same time, again, when we first started, we did not know who would end up coming. At the same time, what happens is a lot of these people who come, they were just fascinated by this very concept that people can get together and have an enjoyable time simply by meeting people and so on. Now, of course, there are people, even on our board, who had right off the bat wanted an actual building, because after all, it says Meadville Neighborhood Center. And of course, as you know, right? So we held off, not that there were no buildings available, but there were no financial possibility at all. But as things developed, as we got together our brains to just think about programs to do and so on, we had a lot of pop-ups, and as I keep on talking, I'll tell you what the Neighborhood Center has done. But we have pop-ups, cafe. People just get together, and like in a Diamond That Red Brick building, we made it into a weekend-long cafe. People came and enjoyed it very much. The owner at that time gave that space to us for free, and so on. But as it went on, this became even more obvious to us. And that is, in general, we really are all hurting. One way or another. And at the same time, we also think that there's no one really that we can trust in general. Some are blessed with family members that they can trust. And sometimes, often, as you have heard, some people can't trust their own family. So the idea of trust became very strong in our mind. At the same time, when we had these spaces to offer, even though a short time, spaces to have people congregate, it was such an immediate, beautiful connection that people wanted that. They really think, this is it, this is it. And what also happened as we continued to strive to do more things and events, at that time, an Allegheny art professor, Professor Prince, he came up with the idea, it really is his brainchild, to make a big zipper. Now, zipper, as you know, had its origin in Evo. And his idea was, and he had done this all over the country, to make a zipper that is so big that you could display it and, you know, outdoor, whatever. And it's like a puzzle piece. And each puzzle piece is maybe the size of an 8.5, you know, page paper. And they are pieces of wood that you can carve. And what happens is you just carve whatever you want. So in a room full here, I don't know how many people are here, let's say 30. Each one of us, let's say, have a piece. We would design our own thing, and he would help us. He would train a staff of people who can help you carve. And so he cut a big piece of wood into, you know, like a puzzle, little pieces, and you have your own piece. And then we put them all together, and we actually got permission and blocked off Chestnut Street and had a steamroller and rolled the thing and connected the whole thing. And we started out with four gigantic pieces, maybe 8 by 32 feet. And the whole design has a zipper effect. Now, the beautiful thing about the zipper is symbolically, when you zip it up, you unite everything behind it. But when you unzip it, you unveil what that community has in talent, in individuality. But together, you just look at the thing and it's the design of a zipper. So that happened for a couple of years, and that really was wonderful. Now, as that project continued, this also developed and became something that we truly believe in, and that's collaboration. Now, obviously, when you have a big piece and you have many smaller pieces, that is collaboration right off the bat. But the process itself of the steamrolling, we had people on the street watching, and when they saw a need, they just come up and help. That's human instinct. And what happens is the Eldred building at that time had an empty big room. They gave it to us for free to have the unveiling of the big zipper. They even cleaned it up and offered us electricity and so on. We made it into a pop-up kind of museum. And I think we violated the fire code that night. We had a lot of people and to unveil the whole zipper. So that's kind of got us started. As we continued with that, the collaboration of that process was what's beautiful about it. The building was given to us, many, many volunteers. And so that's one of the things early on. So what I want to tell you today about the MNC is it has this charm. because we don't have a building. What kind of a neighborhood center is that? You don't have a building. Frankly, it is so ingrained in us now that whenever people tell, eventually someone will ask, well, where is this MNC, Meadville Neighborhood Center? I now tell them it is in our heart. What happens is, in the future, should we end up having a building, which opens up a completely different cans of worms and problems and so on, not only expenses, I would love it, it may be beyond my alive years, that doesn't stop. If we have a building, that coming in from the community to join doesn't stay at the center. It needs to keep on going to go back out. It needs to be a shuttle. And it can go through, it's in our heart in that sense, so that it has to continue to go back and give back to the community. So in these 4 years, we have been asking different places that we might have supported with insurance and so on and so forth, asking this question: if MNC is to die today, would you feel it? And unanimously, and we were not looking for compliments, we just genuinely want to know, would people even miss us? And a huge majority immediately said yes, they would miss us. But of all the ones that we have asked, they immediately said, you have no idea how much MNC already means to the community. And that in and of itself is another good thing, because we have no idea. I think with me and my pride, if I have an idea how important I am, I think I'll ruin it. What happens is we are the catalyst. As the catalyst, by the way, you see the results of what the catalyst means. You don't see the catalyst, right? So that's good. That's very good. So that's the unique one unique thing about MNC. Let me just tell you why MNC is so important. Because, as I said, there are so many people, we all are hurting. Many are hungry for attention. Many get it in a weird way. They want to create situations just to create attention. But why? At the root of it is we want attention. Now, it's not a selfish thing, just look at me. But the hunger for that is so dire that especially in students and younger ones, they act up in different ways that people, when they look at the situation, will say, Johnny is not behaving. I don't mean you, Johnny, but it happens to be Johnny. Ricky. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a Ricky. All right. It says Joe here, that Joe Schmo is not behaving. Well, we, quote, fix the behavior, but never really look at the root of why that person is acting up. You'll be surprised how often it comes right back to lacking in attention. Now, that's why I titled today's presentation, excuse me, to say that we all long to be valued, be heard, and belong. We all do. And what happens with MNC and work that it does, and many other, by the way, entities in this community, MNC is not the only one. That's another thing, as I've been involved with this. Every place I go, I'm flabbergasted by how many different people chip in, whatever umbrella they happen to be under. That in and of itself is exciting for collaboration. So one of the things that we have developed as a mantra, really, especially in my case, because I do deal with music a lot. Many times I'm asked to play, and in the past 3 or 4 years, I've also been asked to play and talk, which is something I am not comfortable with. But when I do talk, I do talk always about the idea of we all needing to learn to listen. In listening, we have to do what? We have to pay attention. It needs to be deliberate, it needs to be intentional, and needs to be humble, humbly done. And as I've said in different settings, some of you may have heard me say this, have we ever considered the very popular expression of, hey, pay attention? Have we thought that we have to pay? See, it is an intention. It is a deliberate effect. I don't just accidentally pay attention. So maybe two years ago, you may have heard about Fred Rogers and the 50th anniversary of his show. They came up with a fantastic documentary about the show, which, Wouldn't You Be My Neighbor? And MNC had a celebration of Fred Rogers in town on the Lou Davies Community Center. And I happen to know Joanne Rogers, his wife, who's a concert pianist. And I asked, hey, can you come? And, I explained to her what MNC's about. And she was flabbergasted that there is such an outfit in the community that wants to do this kind of thing. She said, yes, I'll come, just like that. And I said, would you also play with me, maybe some duets? And we were on the phone. Dead silence. Do you know how old I am? I just turned 90. You crazy. So she played some duets with me, but I knew she would. We had fun. But the whole thing that night was about his philosophy, his mantra. And the thing of it is, I learned from, I have heard of him, I've seen some of his shows. I used to think his tempo is so slow, But it is, now I'm older, I sense that incredible tranquility inside him. I don't know of another person that can just be that genuine. But his thing is to give others the moment. What does it mean to give someone the moment? And I really started thinking, well, it really links directly to listening, to paying attention. If I'm talking to John, if I'm giving him the moment, I'm hearing his, whatever he's saying. And I address that. And it does not have to be a lifelong friendship for the rest of our lives. It could simply be, like I said, that moment. And so with Fred's sample, we had so many good clips from his shows, whether he was dealing with racism or killings or divorces and, so on and so forth with children. He was always giving these children and others the moment. When it's a little child, he would, get down to their height level and look at them eye to eye, straight eye contact. His idea of that is not because of anything else, is because he knows the value of the human being. He knew. And so I've learned a great deal from just even rewatching that. His whole theme was what? Basically, by the way, I've seen that in this building. Love. Right? Now, you have gone to weddings where they always recite passages from the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 on love. And we're so familiar with it, unfortunately, habituation tends to dull our senses. But if we really look at what it really says, it is a directional thing and it's never coming here. It's always from here to here, here to here. So the idea of sharing the love that we have for individuals. So when we share and when we listen and when we give others the moment, Kareem will know, Rich too. They attend a class I happen to be teaching now at Allegheny on Fridays for the enrichment program. And there was a gal several weeks ago came in. She had a political sign. She was doing it for a project. And it basically said, make America great again. You've heard that saying. So as I was talking more about listening that day and giving others the moment, it just occurred to me spontaneously. I looked straight at her. I said, maybe that's what will make America great again. And that really is, because we are now paying attention to others. Let me just go through some of the things MNC has done. And then I would like Brenda to come up and briefly talk about the slight history and the collaboration with this church of the Teen Lounge. So, the Big Zipper I talked about. Grow Meadville is another fantastic program that we did, and we did it with a garden, happened to be at the Mark Garden, and we had youth from, I think, 8th, 9th, and 10th grades coming for about 3 weeks. They learn how to basically garden, learn how to buy products, produce, how to grow, how to harvest, how to cook, and how to serve, and so on. But those weeks, they have concentrated time. They spend it with the two leaders, and they also happen to befriend each other. And it is really out of that group of kids, after the first summer, it happened after the second summer, but the first summer, the idea came into mind already for them, and they really put it to practice this after the second summer. And notice they repeated, they liked it so much. And that is to come up with a teen lounge. And this church let us use the basement. There's a room downstairs, and we turned it into a very friendly, usable teen-ness space. She will talk more about that. Placemaking. We would go to Voodoo. Behind Voodoo, there's a parking lot. George DeBill and Barb Newcamp, I think they come to this church, but where are they today? Anyway.
She was in choir.
Huh? She was in choir. Ah, okay. All right, half off. He really had this second Saturday night concert idea for the months of May to September. And those second Saturdays, he would actually have a crew build a stage and undo the stage right at that parking lot, and he had people come, and it's a fantastic draw of community people. Then we also have supported the Meadville calendar. I don't know if you know about Jason Stackel. Phenomenal idea of putting everything in a calendar that Meadville has to offer, bottom line. It's online, but it is growing. We have been supporting them. And very quick story about him. Years back, I went, don't even ask me how many years, I went to play and talk at the Sasbury Elementary School, Conneaut Lake. And I remember Jason. If you know Jason, he looked just like how he looked when he was a little boy. And I saw him, during the Big Zipper, steamroller. This guy came up and, I've known him. And he told me, he said that visit really gave him the idea of continuing into music and into doing what he's doing. And he just wanted me to hear that. And I thought that was very, warming to hear that he remembers. We also have a community coordinator in the person of Lee Scandinero, which, again, this is in of itself a collaboration. This guy, an Allegheny grad, he was our VISTA during his first year after he graduated in the MNC. And people in town saw his talent, and basically a lot of people says, is there a way to keep this boy in town? And so collaboration between now we have a system of care. We have Meadville Neighborhood Center. We have the ARC and three or four other entities, Women's Services, Creating Landscape, and Parkside Psychological, and Drug and Alcohol, collaborated to come up with his salary. And he coordinates a lot of things for us in town. So those are just some of the things that have been very meaningful to us. Pertaining to the Teen Lounge, because it is very much linked to the UU, I would like Brenda to come up to tell you more. She has been very involved with that, and she'll tell you more about the allies. And then after she talks, I will tell you some more.
Good morning. Good morning. He's taken the whole 20 minutes, so I'll be super brief here. Usually it's the other way around.
Rubbing off.
I do want to just clarify, I was thinking that if I was listening to what he said without any knowledge about that Big Zipper, he didn't mention that they ink, it's like a wood cut. So you put ink on it and paper on top, and the steamroller is what made the print. So the prints are what are hanging around town, and then the original woodcuts also are in some different places. But that was a phenomenal project that really embodied everything that we do at the Meadville Neighborhood Center. And as Alec has so well explained, this idea of every person needing to be valued, to be heard, the listening, and to belong is happening in your basement right here. We are so thankful for the generosity of the Unitarian Church letting us use and kind of transform that basement space. Out of the Grow Meadville program that Alec mentioned, the teens, as he said, wanted a space to be able to kind of hang out, and with Lee Scandinero's help in kind of leading that, the teens themselves built and redesigned and painted and made this space down there for them to be able to invite friends and come and hang out. It was a bumpy road. There was a lot of learning, but the kids learned. They did a lot of the work, and they were equipped and empowered to lead and build and do these things. So the space down there now has been being used, is finished and has been being used now for over a year. We kicked off last October after the Halloween parade, and they had another big party there last night. Haven't heard how that went, but brought cookies and... Good, was Barb there? Yes, Barb and George have been integral in that. So this space is providing for teens what Alec has talked about all of us needing, and of course teens are like all of us. It is a place where they can come and not be judged, to be accepted, to be a place to hang out. They can come and just sit and listen to their music if they want. They can come and engage in games. They can watch a movie. They can do a craft. They can do whatever they want. And we have adult allies, what the teens decided to call chaperones instead of being chaperones, or allies. And there are two adult allies there at all times. And as I've been there about twice a month when the lounge has been opened, it's been very, very eye-opening for me and very interesting. There have been some really happy, joyous, cool things that I've seen, but a lot of it has been very heartbreaking. The teens in our community are in desperate need of knowing that they're valued and that they will be heard and that they have a place to belong. And the Teen Lounge is providing that in a small way. I want it to grow. I want it to be something in lots of spaces and in lots of places, because we have so many teens that desperately need that. But the Meadville Neighborhood Center started initially out of Partners in Education as an effort to try to help teens who were not finishing school. And as we took on the Neighborhood Center to kind of focus on empowering and bringing success to our teenagers in school, we recognized that just giving programs to the teens is not enough. Their whole family is involved, and the family is a whole community. So that's how Meadville Neighborhood Center started. As our challenge from Partners in Education was, you know, help the teens. We realized this is a community. It takes a village to raise a child kind of mentality. So we have become very much involved in the whole community, and it's been engaging the community in the success of our students and neighbors. That's our mission statement. We're trying to engage everyone in helping our students and our neighbors, because it's a community project. So if you're interested in more information about the Teen Lounge, see us, go to our website. If you want to see a cool video about how that big zipper was made, it's very fun to watch, and some interviews on our website. There's a little link to the big zipper, and you can see what Alec and I have tried to describe, which you can't describe it without seeing it, but that was a very cool project, and it will be going on. So thank you very much for having us, and Alec will wrap up, and thank you again for lending us your space.
One gal from the Grow Meadville Teen Lounge told us, she said, Grow Meadville changed her life. She felt like she had no place to go. She felt like she didn't belong. She felt like she's, you know, just changed her life. The Pace Report, Pennsylvania Youth Survey, you go online and look at it. I certainly don't have time to go through it here. Basically, at Crawford County, there's a lot of youth basically saying, feeling that their life is not worth living. Very high percentage, almost like 40%. And you can go down the slope, have you tried to commit suicide, and so on and so forth. Very high. So this hits it. MNC is, look, the youth have already spoken. The community needs to react and respond. How can you be of help? You can, if you want to, be an adult ally. Go to the Meadville Area Teen Lounge website on Facebook, and you can sign up to go through the process, clearances, and orientation, and so forth. Spread the word of MNC. The Teen Lounge is not the only thing MNC does. Spread the word. Be involved with MNC projects. Give financially. And if I may put a little plug, this feels very funny. MNC would like me to do a benefit concert to benefit MNC. So I'll be playing a concert at the Ford Chapel. This is a poster for it. I'll leave some copies here. December the 14th. So if you're coming, buying tickets to come, you're not coming to hear me per se. You're helping MNC. I also have booklets for the Meadville Neighborhood Center, as well as our reports, annual reports, if you want to take a look. I just want to wrap up what I'm saying today. If you don't mind, excuse me for reading. I would just read to you what someone said on this report. And this summarizes it well, I think. It starts out by saying what the title is here. Everybody needs to be valued, be heard, and belong. When we give others the moment, quietly and intentionally listening to them, we are upholding their dignity. Those who confide in listening ears might not necessarily be looking for a solution. Maybe just having someone ready to listen is the solution. Consequently, when listening is part of our DNA, we will be able to engage the Meadville community in the success of our neighbors, particularly the youth. It does not take survey results to remind us that much of our young generation is hurting, lost, and has little self-worth. When one feels his life is not worth living, there is no hope. Hope is what we need to instill in a community. Meadville is a lovely place to live and to raise a family. But one would be very naive to think this place we call home does not have difficult and often depressing situations. It really was not that long ago when people wondered why anyone would stay in Meadville. We want to ask the question, why not? MNC is a catalyst in turning this attitude around. During MNC's years of existence, this community has seen a great deal of positive thinking due to collaborations and connections paved by MNC. What is exciting is that much of this work has been the results of efforts from young and energetic blood. At the same time, many have gone alongside the younger generation in working together for the benefits of others. People are staying around simply because they love this place. Not only do many now call Meadville home, it is their home. We are invested in this community, and we love it. Thank you.